Upper Cairn.
All right.
It's St. Mary's Parish.
Yeah.
And Sinkett's.
Uh-huh.
And...
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Charles.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 45.
All right. And where were you born?
Right here in Cairn.
All right. And what was your occupation?
I'm a heavy equipment diesel mechanic.
Okay.
Operator. I've been to Miami-Darcy Skill Center, where I did a course there in mechanics. Then I went down to Wyoming. I worked down there on two farms, operating and working on heavy equipment.
How long were you in Wyoming?
About 2 years. I've been on a farm. They grow soybeans and corn and things like that.
Where is that, in Wyoming?
Yeah.
Where in Wyoming?
A county they call, Wittesha, something like Wittesha County.
What's the city around there, town? Is it in, what part of Wyoming?
I tell you the truth, must say twice I went to the city out of the 2 years, because every 2 weeks I work on the farm, stayed on the farm and whatnot.
I see.
I didn't have a chance to get to move around that
much. Did you spend much other time away from the island, away from St. Kitts?
Yes, I've been out here. Well, I just got back here September 8th, right? Move your bag from out the drain. I just got back here September 8th. I was out here for 10 years and 8 months.
You've been away for 10 years?
8 months. Been between Tampa, Miami, and the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay, how about your schooling here in Cairn?
It's good. We have a primary, we have a few head starts in kindergarten, privately and owned by government.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a big primary school, and we have a big high school over at Don Cottage down there.
Mm-hmm.
All about, 1,000 plus children.
Uh-huh. How far did you go in school?
I went to what we call Farm 4 at that time, and it would be equivalent to what we know in grade in the United States, say 11th grade.
Okay. All right. How about your parents? Where was your mother born?
My mother is a Navajan. We were just talking about that.
Uh-huh.
And my father is from Cairn here.
Uh-huh.
Most of us, you will find half our family from one place and the other.
Now, where was your mother from?
Nevis.
Oh, from Nevis.
Yes.
Where in Nevis?
Butler's.
Uh-huh. And was her whole her family was from Nevis? Your grandparents, your mother's maternal grandparents?
Her people in Nevis.
Uh-huh.
My father's people from Cairn.
Uh-huh. And your paternal grandfather, your paternal grandparents are from...
from father's side or mother's side?
Uh-huh.
From
on your father's side.
Father's side. Well, from what I was told, my grandfather have a Belgian background.
Uh-huh.
He came here with, at the time when the colonialist people had the sugar canes and whatnot, he came here working at Brighton's estate from what I was told, again, I wasn't in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Some man they had working down there, he was from Barbados, and he brought him in to work with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he met my grandmother, and they all get together. And that's how we start.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work do most of the people do in Cairn?
Well, we're changing right now from what we call a monoculture, which is in cane. And we... more going into developing infrastructure for tourists and, I guess, to industry.
Mm-hmm.
But so you find most of the guys, the young people, them into mason, carpentry, right? And they got some good farmers around here too, so. Because you notice the area is quite hilly and green and nice.
But is there an estate here?